Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. It's Tuesday, July 28th. I'm Sarith Hawk. Exercise and diet are big hitters when it comes to health and longevity, but what else slows aging?
Get that one person, one tear when you do that ballad that says, you know, I affected them.
The surprising benefits and research behind onstage performance for seniors. That story in just a moment, but first, these headlines. The former Kern County District Attorney was formally charged with DUI in court Monday. According to KGET, Ed Jagels was arrested back in June with allegations of driving with a blood alcohol level nearly twice the legal limit. Jagels served as Kern County's DA for 28 years, the longest-serving DA in California. Fresno City leaders have announced the last in a series of new measures that will be proposed for the November ballot. One of them would extend term limits for elected officials. KVPR's Israel Cardona Hernandez reports.
Fresno's mayor and city council members currently have up to 8 years to serve in office. That's 4 years each term. But a proposed change would push the limit to a third term, 12 years total. Fresno City Council President Nelson Esparza says in exchange for a longer term, the measure would close a loophole that allows the same people to run again.
There's nothing in the current language of our city charter to stop a person from cycling in and out of the same seat for the rest of their life. This November, we hope to close that door.
Among the supporters is Mayor Jerry Dyer, who says he would gladly seek re-election when his second term ends in 2029.
We've built an incredible amount of momentum in this city, and I want to continue with that momentum.
The proposal will be presented in the next Fresno City Council meeting on Thursday. For KVPR News, I'm Israel Cardona Hernandez.
Another Fresno City proposal announced Monday seeks to create an independent advisory commission to lead the city's next redistricting process. Every 10 years, the city must redistrict its council seats. City leaders propose appointing citizens to the commission, one representative for each district to help redraw the lines, something that has been traditionally done by council members. Fresno City Council Vice President Tyler Maxwell says this process will put the power in the hands of Fresno's residents.
So we want to make sure it's a fair process. We want to make sure this goes to folks living out in the city of Fresno.
If approved by the council, the measure will appear on the November ballot. Adventist Health Bakersfield will offer more than a dozen free childhood immunization clinics at different Kern County locations next month. The free mobile clinics are for children without insurance, on Medi-Cal, or of Native American or Native Alaskan descent. Children under the age of 5 will be given priority due to grant funding from First 5 Kern. For clinic dates and locations, visit AdventistHealth.org.
KVPR's $10,000 drawing is underway. Do your part to support KVPR by purchasing your $100 ticket for a chance to win the grand prize of $10,000. Only 800 tickets will be sold. Other prizes include a two-night stay in Pismo Beach at the Sandcastle Hotel and $250 to dine at restaurants in your community. Purchase tickets now at kvpr.org/10k.
And now to our main story. These days, there are plenty of tricks and ways that research has found could help us live longer. Consistent exercise and a healthy diet are a few. But what about onstage music performance? As KVPR's Rachel Livenall reports, some older adults in Fresno County say performing helps keep them feeling young. And that feeling has some science behind it.
Way out here. Mac McIntosh started singing when he was 8 years old. He's 77 now, but the glory days are far from over.
Performing is everything. When you've done it as long as I have.
McIntosh competed as part of a barbershop quartet for most of his life.
If you were the only girl in the world.
He He's won awards performing songs like this one, called If You Were the Only Girl in the World, and he still performs. Singing isn't McIntosh's livelihood, but he says it keeps him feeling alive.
Get that one person, one tear when you do that ballad that says, you know, I affected them. That's what accounts.
McIntosh says he seems healthier than many people his age, and some studies seem to back up that observation. Researchers from University College in London found people who regularly do art, including music, age slower than those who don't. Older adults also often have trouble recognizing voices in crowded areas. But a neurological study from China and Canada found trained musicians had brains that resembled those of young people, and their brain didn't need to work as hard to make up for age-related declines.
This one was in our rock and roll show. So what we were asked to do is dress like hippies.
Performers like Julie Saldana say being on stage does wonders for her social and emotional health. Saldana has framed photos of many of her performances. She's 67 and performs with McIntosh in a senior musical variety show in Fresno called New Wrinkles. She calls herself a ham.
A ham is a person who has an innate part of them that has to get out there and perform. There's something in their soul that says, I have to get out there. It's part of my DNA.
So Donna's done New Wrinkles for 8 seasons, and she's not surprised about the longevity research. She sees people in their 90s on stage with her.
You're forcing yourself to use maybe part of your brain that you haven't used in a long time, if at all. And like you said, learning the music, learning the choreo.
So Donna says the preparation and the show end up defying stereotypes.
That spark in you all of a sudden gets ignited once again. And you go, holy cripes, I can sing and I can dance. It doesn't matter if I'm in my 60s, 70s, or 80s, 50s. I can do this. And how fun is this?
When McIntosh isn't singing, he hits the road in a leather jacket on his motorcycle.
About 38,000 miles on her.
He recently rode it to Peace Lutheran Church to meet his friend and duet partner, Jane Parsons. They're rehearsing for a musical comedy act performed at local retirement homes called Mac and Jane.
Wherever we go, whatever we do, we're gonna...
A lot of their audience is made up of people their age. And it's crazy, they say, to see that.
We're so blessed that we are able to do this, that we can get up in the morning and we can sing and move.
Parsons believes it's the thrill of the audience that drives her at 70 years old.
They do more for me than I think I ever do for them. And that's just the power of music. Even if we end up in a rest home someday.
We'll sing for each other.
We'll sing for each other, he says, like time doesn't exist. For KVPR News, I'm Rachel Levinall.
All out or all in, and whether it's wind, place, or shore.
And Rachel joins me now. What a fantastic story, Rachel. I love their voices.
Yeah, I know. Thanks, Sarith.
You know, some of the people that you interviewed had a lot of musical or performing experience. Can you talk a little bit more about that? Did they actually pursue it as a career at all in their lives?
So yes and no. Yes, most of the folks I spoke to had some sort of performing experience. As I said in the feature, Mac McIntosh sung from the time he was 7 years old. He said his family's car radio never worked. So his family would sing instead of listening to the radio on road trips to go camping or wherever they went. He later joined the glee club that was at his school, and he joined various choirs throughout his youth and during his time in the Navy. Julie Saldana, who was also in the feature, also sung in school and for weddings before settling down in a career job later in life. She also sung for a blues band just before joining New Wrinkles, which is the senior show we talk about. McIntosh did try to pursue it as a career, but he actually ended up getting married. And then with the birth of his son, he decided a stable job at the railroad was best. And then he picked up the barbershop quartet as a hobby on the side. There was still a way to make it happen for him, even though he wasn't you know, he didn't end up being paid for it or anything like that.
Yeah, such a fun hobby slash side gig. In your story, you know, you mentioned a senior variety show. It's called New Wrinkles. I'd like to know a little bit more about that show. Is it something that we can see now?
Yeah, so New Wrinkles is a group of people 55 and older who perform in at least 2 shows per academic year. And I say that because it's part of Fresno City College. They pretty much train year-round. And people I spoke to described the show as Broadway-like, so it's really professional. It was actually funded back in the 80s by the company Sears Roebuck, along with several other colleges across the country. But this one in Fresno is the only one standing now, and people seem to say it's because of its large community support. Unfortunately, their latest showcase ended about a month ago. It was back in June. But be sure to keep an eye out on their website. They have a website. You just search New Wrinkles on Google and it'll show up. They will likely return sometime in the winter.
And you talked about the impact, you know, that these performances have on the performers themselves. I'm wondering, though, about the audience. If you're sitting and watching these kinds of shows, does it have any kind of benefit for those people who attend?
Like I said, New Wrinkles has huge community support, and I really don't think that that's by coincidence. People I spoke to said a lot of their audience are people their age or maybe even older, and the show often encourages audience members to join. So they see older adults singing and dancing, and they think to themselves, maybe I can do this too. Beyond that, there's the obvious benefits to listening to music. You know, for instance, Jane Parsons and Mac, who do the duet comedy show at retirement homes, they say they see people's joy, especially in the memory care units, so folks with dementia and Alzheimer's. Mm. Mac said one time one woman with dementia had a moment of clarity singing along with one of their songs, and the workers later said afterwards, you know, this person hadn't spoken at all in a long time. Wow. They were silent. And so, you know, as Jane put it in the feature, it's really the power of music.
Do people always have to have a background in performing to get on stage later in life? What did you learn from the older adults that you spoke to for your story?
I think most of them do. So several of the people I talked to did have some sort of experience in performing, but they really don't need experience. So several people I talked to said they knew folks who didn't start performing in the traditional way until New Wrinkles. They said as long as they have, you know, drive and motivation for it, the rest will fall into place.
And, you know, you talked about how New Wrinkles has such a following and audience. And I'm wondering, what kind of community does performing provide for older adults?
I think performing provides a community both with the audience, so the people who attend the shows, but also with the cast especially. All of the older adults I spoke with said they feel a sense of belonging with the people they perform with. I mean, all those hours of rehearsals and everything, you really form a connection.
Yeah.
And some of them develop, you know, deep friendships and bonds. Sometimes they're developing best friendships that they really didn't have most of their lives, but it's still as important as it would have been, you know, years ago. Mac and Jane said they feel like brother and sister. And when I spoke with them, they really joke with each other as such. I think if they didn't do this, they would have never met and that connection would have never been formed.
Well, what a great cast of characters you found for your story. KVPR reporter Rachel Livenall, always great to hear from you.
Thanks for having me, Sarith.
And that's today's show. Today's episode was produced by Rachel Livenall, Crescencio Rodriguez Delgado, Jonathan Linden, and KVPR. I'm Sarith Hawk. Find the latest local news anytime at kvpr.org.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.